Unit 9. Healthcare. Listening. 2. Listen to part 1 of the tape and answer the questions below. Part 1. The World Health Organization, or WHO, was created by the United Nations in 1948. The goal of the WHO is to help people all over the world to live a healthy life. In order to reach this goal, the WHO runs programs to fight diseases, improve sanitation, and stop alcohol, tobacco, and other drug abuse. One of the WHO's greatest successes to date is playing a major part in freeing the world from smallpox, which was once a feared disease. The organization has also helped limit the bad influence of new diseases like SARS and HIV/AIDS. The defeat of smallpox is a good example of how the WHO works. Smallpox is a contagious disease that causes blindness and even death. In the 10th century, Chinese doctors discovered that healthy people who were given small doses of smallpox became immune to the disease. At the time, however, this method was not safe and didn't always work. Later, in the 18th century, a British doctor found a safer way to protect people against the disease. But it was not until 1967, when the WHO started a large program to fight smallpox, that people could get protection in an easy and safe way. The WHO program reached people everywhere and put a stop to the spread of the disease. In 1977, the last smallpox case occurred. 3 years later, with no new cases, the WHO declared that the world was free from smallpox. Three. Listen to part 2 of the tape and answer the questions below. Part 2. The WHO is also working to prevent and treat diseases like AIDS and polio. Several programs exist that are aimed at improving healthcare in the world and protecting people against new diseases. In 2003, the world saw a new and frightening disease. An unknown virus infected people in China, and many people died of it. Scientists and doctors soon discovered the virus and called it SARS. Because of modern transportation, SARS quickly spread to other parts of the world. Canada and China were among the worst affected areas. The governments tried their best to stop the disease from spreading and quickly arranged hospitals, nurses, and doctors to treat the SARS victims. People who were traveling had to check their temperatures and tell where they were going and whom they would visit. The WHO played an important role. It worked together with the governments to control the outbreak. As an international organization with many years of experience of dealing with diseases, the WHO could provide warnings, information, and help. As a result, the disease was controlled and prevention measures were put in place to make sure that any new outbreak would be dealt with in a good way.